Introduction. Some couples put more effort into researching their next vehicle purchase than in getting to know their future spouse. A favorite psychology professor repeated this statement throughout my stint in graduate school. I and the rest of the class would chuckle. The quote has a sarcastic, pessimistic, and outright comical ring to it. This is simply too absurd to be true, I thought to myself. Fast forward 10 years. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist and regularly rub shoulders with other professionals in my field. In addition to providing guidance to my clients, I also glean from their stories, while continuing to amass valuable life experience of my own. It is astounding how much personal growth a decade brings. As a result of these experiences, I have concluded that, in spite of its humorous undertones, my professor's declaration is no joke. A number of key events contributed to this shift in view. First, there are the horror stories recounted by fellow therapists. One colleague described how a couple entered premarital counseling only to discover that while she fervently desires children, he has no interest whatsoever. Even after years of dating and their engagement, this couple never broached this necessary subject. Then, there is a story from my time serving as a children's pastor. The engaged couple were longtime church members, who were well-liked by the pastoral staff. Shortly after the wedding, the husband returned from work to find his bride passed out, drunk. He was utterly shocked. Yet further conversations with her side of the family revealed that this was a typical pattern of behavior. This new husband had no idea that she was a functional alcoholic until after they walked down the aisle. As you have probably guessed, my friend's marriage did not last. Equally as distressing is the fact that this man's account is not an oddity. Love stories that spiral into disaster are the reason the phrase, "love is blind," is so common. Finally, there is the story of my own failed marriage. I hesitate to include this example because I wish it were not the case. I would like to tell you that my story is smooth and clean, but that would be dishonest. During my first engagement, I was naive. I enthusiastically listened with my ears as all of the right answers were uttered. Regrettably, I failed to watch with my eyes and to pay attention to that gut feeling that warns when danger is on the horizon. Had I listened at this intense level, I would have understood that the words spoken were not in alignment with my future bride's actions. Sadly, I too became a casualty of blind love. The happy marriage myth. The idea that true love is the only necessary ingredient for a life of happily ever after is a well-rehearsed marriage myth. Walking down the aisle, then driving off to a life of endless bliss, only happens in fairy tales. The truth is that a happy union requires ongoing, intentional investments and lots of hard work. Love alone, even powerful love, is not a permanent glue that holds a couple together. In fact, after a couple ties the knot is when the real undertakings begin. Matrimony may be the grandest personal development course that life has to offer. The good news is that although an excellent marriage requires continual effort, it can also be incredibly fun. I can attest to this because I grew from my past mistakes.